So yesterday I was cleaning my apartment, and actually I spent about 2 to 3 hours cleaning, doing laundry, washing dishes, organizing my kitchen, organizing my books. So I spent about 3 hours cleaning and organizing. And it just made me realize that was because I had not cleaned for like a week. So in today's episode, I'm going to share with you one thing that I learned when I was cleaning yesterday, that if you can apply for your life, you can accomplish so much. You will be able to achieve your goals. You will be able to learn English much more quickly. You will be able to become successful in, if you have other goals you want to achieve, if you want to become healthier, if you want to be fit, or if you want to keep your house, your bedroom, and your kitchen more clean and organized. I promise you, what I found out, what I realized yesterday when I was cleaning was very helpful for me, and I'm going to start using that technique that you can also benefit from. What was the technique? Well, here's the thing. The reason I had to clean for 3 hours yesterday was because I had not cleaned for like a week. I had not done the dishes for like a week. I had not done the laundry for like a week. So my apartment was a little messy. And you know, life can be messy. And just because I tell you guys about motivation, about habits, routines, and how to be successful, it does not mean that my life is perfect. It does not mean that I live a perfect life. My days are perfect. I also have imperfections. My life gets messy just like your life. I have days where I don't achieve my goals. I have days where I don't feel like, going to work or not wanting to exercise. So it's okay. The most important thing is getting back up and start again. And always trying to improve, always trying to achieve your goals. So when I was cleaning yesterday, like I said, I spent 3 hours cleaning and doing dishes, doing laundry, organizing my books. After I finished, I had this crazy realization. I realized that the reason I had to clean for 3 hours was because I had not cleaned for about 1 week. And those 3 hours were the accumulation of not cleaning every day, not cleaning consistently. I mean, think about it. How many minutes are 3 hours? 180 minutes. And if you divide 180 minutes by 7, what do you get? 25 minutes. Guys, 25 minutes, that's all you need for cleaning, for doing dishes, for doing laundry, all of that. If you spend 25 minutes every single day, I mean, I'm talking about myself. If I spend 25 minutes, you know what? Not 25 minutes. If I spend 15 minutes every single day, then I will not have to clean for 3 hours every week. And that tells you about the power of consistency. The power of consistency and trying to achieve small daily goals. Don't think about the big goal. Just focus on today. So, for example, When I eat breakfast, from now on, when I eat breakfast, I am going to do the dishes immediately after I eat. How long will it take me to wash like two plates? Probably 5 minutes, right? Wash the dishes, put them away, you're done. The sink is clean. How long does it take me to clean this table after I finish this recording? Like putting away my notes, my laptop, and reorganize my desk. 5 minutes. That's it. Doing laundry, the same thing. Or after I do the laundry, how long does it take me to fold the laundry? Probably 10 minutes. Put away the laundry. We are good. We are set for the day, or we have accomplished the daily goal. And if I can accomplish my daily goal, I will be able to accomplish all my goals, because the daily goals make up your life goals. If you want to be fit, if you want to build muscle and be strong, all you need is what? 25 minutes workout every single day. But if you don't work out today, then you say, oh, I need to work out 1 hour tomorrow, right? It adds up. If you are a student in college and you want to get a high grade in your exam, or if you have an assignment, homework, project, something that is due, that you need to accomplish, maybe like in a week, what do you need to do? Working on it every single day. Breaking down your big goal into small goals and trying to accomplish a little bit every day. I promise you, this is going to work like magic. You will realize that you can accomplish anything, because 30 minutes of studying is not going to be too much. It's going to be achievable. But if you don't do your homework today, if you don't do your homework tomorrow, then in 1 week, you will have a pile of homework that you need to do in probably one day. And then you're going to feel exhausted. You're going to feel like you don't want to do it. You will become discouraged, demotivated, and you will feel like your life is a failure. You will feel like you don't want to continue anymore. The same thing applies for my English learners. If you want to become fluent, if you want to master the English language, it's not complicated. It's not difficult. What you need is achieving your daily goals. I promise you, if you are able to do this, if you can study 20 minutes, 30 minutes every single day, that is going to be how long? It's like 4 hours a week, right? 3.5 hours a week. But if you don't do your homework today, if you don't do your homework tomorrow, if you don't study this lesson, for example, if you don't review the vocabulary that you learned yesterday, then by the end of the week, you will have a lot of homework. You'll have a lot to catch up on. But by the time you review all the stuff in 1 week, you will have forgotten what you learned in the beginning of the week. So if you review your lessons every single day, if you study every single day, if you break down your big goal into small, achievable daily goals, I promise you, you will be able to achieve anything. It sounds simple, but it's not easy, because life is messy and we forget about our goals. We get busy with work, with life, with family, with problems, and we're not able to stay focused on one task. I get it. Life can be messy. We're not perfect. But the most important thing is learning from your mistakes. The reason you probably don't have time for your small daily goals is because you spend time with people you shouldn't be spending time with. You watch things you should not be watching, movies that are a waste of time. You spent too much time on Netflix. You spend a lot of time scrolling on social media. You spend a lot of time, I don't know, just doing useless stuff or playing video games. And all of these things will stop you from achieving your goals. So it's not that you don't have time. It's you don't have time management. You spend so much time doing things that are not important or not necessary, and by the end of the day, you're tired, you don't have energy, and you don't have time to do the most important things. So break down your big goals into small daily goals, and I promise you, it will work like magic. From now on, what I'm going to do is every time I do the laundry, I'm going to spend about 10-15 minutes folding the laundry and putting them away. After I eat, I will immediately wash the dishes, or maybe the same day, but I'm not going to procrastinate for 1 week because I'm going to continue facing the same problem, and then I'm going to feel tired and discouraged because I have to spend 3 hours every week for cleaning, doing dishes, and doing laundry. But this also makes you realize that I am just like you. Even though I teach people English, I try to coach people and help them become more successful by sharing tips, recommendations, and advice about habits, routines, consistency, that does not mean my life is perfect. My life can also get messy. But the most important thing is continuously trying to improve. Continuously trying to work on yourself and try to achieve your goals. And I promise you, if you achieve your daily goals, your life goals, your big goals will become easier and easier to achieve. So if you listened till the end of this episode, please send me a message on Instagram and tell me something that you learned in this episode, and tell me one small daily goal that you want to start achieving. My Instagram is @theenglishzone_, and you will see it in my description below. Thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next one.